Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Well, after your efforts at the school concert, which can be described as nothing else but a fiasco, I shouldn't think you'd have the nerve to misbehave yourselves today.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, don't you? Well, I do, Bottomy. It was a disgraceful exhibition from beginning to end.
Please, sir, what does fiasco mean?
Stanford, I will not answer one more question that you ask me. I'm sick and tired of you. You're always asking some ridiculous thing that you ought to know.
Well, you're the teacher.
I know I am, Stanford, but I'm not an information bureau.
Well, I thought you were here to teach us.
Well, so I am.
You don't want us to guess all the time, do you?
Guess? Certainly not. There's far too much guessing goes on in this class as it is.
Well, how can we learn anything if we don't guess?
Stanford, if I catch you guessing, I'll deal with you. If you want to know anything, ask me. That's what I'm here for.
Well, that's what I said.
You said nothing of the kind.
Yes, I did.
Oh, so you've decided to stick your nose in this too, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, have you? Well, look, one of these days, Bottomy, you'll get that nose of yours bitten off through putting it into other people's business.
Huh.
I warn you, if ever I get my nose between your teeth, I'll never let go. You'll never... If I get... Mind your own business.
Well, what does fiasco mean, sir?
How? Fiasco means that it's an utter failure.
Like when a hen lays a hard-boiled egg.
Yes, a hard-boiled egg.
Meow!
Serves you right. Bottomy, you can't say I didn't warn you. The concert was a fiasco. That is an utter failure. Now do you know what I mean?
Yes, sir, but I thought the concert was all right.
All right? Stafford, the concert was terrible, and your item on the piano was about the worst thing I've ever heard.
Well, I thought I played the piano all right.
Played the piano all right? You might just as well have been playing poker.
Yes, sir.
It was shocking.
Yeah, but that piece I played was very difficult.
Very difficult?
Yes, sir.
Yes, well, I only wish it had been impossible.
Yes, sir.
Well, we can't waste time on that now. We must get on with the lesson, which, by the way, is a Latin lesson.
All right.
There's no need for everybody to complain. I decide what the lessons are to be, not you. Oh, Green Bottle, you're just in time. We were just about to start the lesson.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I've got your roaster.
What do you mean, a roaster? A car?
No, a roaster. A beauty.
What are you talking about? A roaster what?
A reason for being late.
Oh, have you? Well, we don't want to hear it. You waste far too much time.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, it's a roaster.
Green Bottle, didn't you hear what I just said?
Yes.
Well, keep quiet. We've got a Latin lesson to get through.
Yes.
Look, and for goodness sake, brush the dirt off your clothes. You look as though you've been in the thick of a dust storm. How on earth did you get in that state?
Yes, I've been digging holes.
Yes, you've been what?
Digging holes.
Digging holes?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, that's where I was late.
Well, you've got no right to be digging holes. You should have come to school on time and dug the holes afterwards. You're not supposed to be digging holes in school time.
Yes, well, I wasn't.
But you just said you were.
No, I dug them last night.
Last night?
Yes, for the first time.
The first time?
Yes.
What do you mean, the first time?
Yes, well, I dug one hole last night, like I told you.
Yes, I heard that.
Yes, and I began to put the dirt back, but all the dirt wouldn't go back.
So what?
So my old man said there was only one thing to do.
And what was that?
I'd have to dig the hole deeper.
Yes, well, what? Green Bottle, that sounds exactly like what you would do.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, that's why I was late.
Oh, what? Well, now that you've told us, keep quiet about it and see if next lesson you can't get here on time. What on earth was that?
Yes, I only said yes.
I'm not talking about it. Bottomy, did you make that dreadful noise?
Oh, me, sir?
Yes, you.
Yes, sir. I sort of yawned.
Oh, did you? Sort of yawned? Well, come out here and I'll sort of give you the stick.
Oh, strike, I couldn't help it. I'm sleepy.
Sleepy? That's lovely. In the class, you're not sleepy at all.
Yes, I am. My foot's asleep already.
Oh, listen. Perhaps that might wake you up a bit. Yawning in the classroom. What next?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, my auntie died like that.
Yes, well, Green Bottle, did you say your auntie?
Yes.
Now, listen to me, my boy. We all here have a thorough working knowledge of the peculiarities of your mother, your father, and I believe your uncle, and we're not going to listen to a lot of nonsense about your auntie.
Yes, well, I only said that's how she died.
Well, I don't care what you said. And anyhow, it certainly sounds ridiculous to say the least of it.
No, it's not. She died from yawning.
She died from yawning?
Yes.
Rubbish. As much as I think it was very rude of Bottomy to yawn in the classroom, I don't believe anybody ever died of yawning.
Yes, well, my auntie did.
Nonsense. How could your auntie die of yawning?
Yes, well, she yawned underwater.
Ah, well, in that... What?
Oh, whoa!
I thought I told you we didn't want to hear all your family nonsense. if you ever mention anything like that again in my presence, I don't know what I'll do.
Why don't you poke your tongue out?
Yes, well, I might eat. Bobby, did you speak? What did you say then?
Say, sir?
Yes.
Nothing. I just said, my auntie had a lung out.
Did you? Well, I don't care if your auntie had a night out. I don't want to hear anything about it. Don't you boys realize that we've got work to do? We're not supposed to be sitting here discussing everybody's uncles and aunties.
I haven't got an auntie, sir.
Will you hold your tongue? Stop all this nonsense immediately and let's do some Latin.
Yes.
We'll decline a type word of the first declension.
Yes.
Keep quiet, Greenbottle. The word we'll take is Mensa. Bottom, do you know what that means?
What, sir?
Mensa.
Mensa?
Yes.
Sure.
Well, go on.
Well, you and me. What? Soldiers and sailors.
What about them?
They're Mensa.
How are they? Well, it might interest you to know that I'm not talking about men.
Oh.
I said Mensa. M-E-N-S-A. Mensa. It's a Latin word.
Oh.
Yes, how? Now do you know what it means?
Nah.
No. Stanford, do you know? No, you wouldn't know either.
Yes, I do, sir. I know what it means, sir.
You do?
Yes, sir.
Stanford, are you ill?
No, sir.
Well, well, what does Mensa mean?
A table.
A what? A table. Stanford, that's right. You've got that right.
Yes, sir.
You must be ill.
No, sir.
I've never struck anything like it. Stanford, knowing the meaning of a Latin word, it's nothing short of miraculous. How on earth did you know that, Stanford?
It's written up on the blackboard.
Where? Oh, so it is. Oh, yes. Yeah, well, I've forgotten. Oh, well, but all the same, it's wonderful.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, what do you know about that?
Listen, nobody asked you to pass a remark. You other boys didn't even notice it. Bottomy, don't you feel ashamed of yourself?
Why?
Why? Well, the word I asked you has been staring you in the face ever since you've been here. And even then you didn't know it.
Well, I don't believe everything I say.
Yes, well, oh, don't you? Well, you ought to.
Why?
Why? Well, because... why not?
Well, I asked you first.
Oh, yes, I did. Well, listen, Bottomy, I won't have you talking like that in my classroom.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I've got me handle.
Yes, I can see that without you telling me. What do you want?
Yes, I want to drink your water.
Oh, do you? That's lovely. Putting your hand up like that and then disturbing the whole of my lesson just because you want a drink of water.
Well, you don't think he's hitchhiking, do you?
No, well, Bottomy, what was that?
What was... Oh, didn't you hear, sir?
No, I did not.
Oh, well, Greenbottle just said he'd like a drink of water.
I'm not talking about that. I know what Greenbottle said. I want to know what you said.
Oh, me, sir?
Yes. What did you say?
Oh, I just said that'd be to my liking, too. You know, a drink of water.
Kind. Oh, did you? Would it? Well, look, neither of you will have a drink. You should have thought of that before you came into the classroom.
Yes.
Well, it serves you right, the both of you, and then now we'll continue the lesson.
Yes.
Now that your attention has been drawn to the blackboard, we'll discuss the rest of the work that I've written up there. Now watch the board, all of you. Here on the left-hand side, you see this list of Latin words with their English meaning alongside. Over here, I've written out for you... just a minute. Bored, Bottomy, bored.
Yes, very.
Exactly. Well, what?
Yeah, wow!
Perhaps that might teach you not to speak out of your turn again.
Oh, gee.
And now, will you stop daydreaming and pay attention? On the right-hand side here, I've written the English. And I thought you boys might be able to tell me what it is.
Yes.
It's quite elementary and you should know it. I'll read it to you. Ego me, mehi, mehi, me. Nos, nos, nostri, nostrum, nobis, nobis. Tu, te, tui, tibi, te, vos, vos, vesti, vestrum, vobis, focus.
Yes.
Well, Greenbottle, what's that?
Yes, the Chinese national anthem.
Correct. What? The Chinese national anthem? What are you talking about? This is not a Chinese lesson.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, neither it is.
Well, will you stop talking ridiculous rubbish? Chinese national anthem. Stanford, do you know what it is?
No, sir.
No. Bottomy, what about you? Can you tell us?
Well, it sounds like a list of starters and riders, but that's not right.
No, it's not right. Starters and riders. What next? I'd appreciate it very much, Bottomy, if you refrain from mentioning racing expressions during my lessons. You've caused trouble with that sort of thing in the past, and I don't want any more of it.
Well, what does it mean, sir?
It means that I don't want any more of it. Can't you understand Chinese, Latin, English?
Yes, sir, but I'm in this egg business.
Egg business? Yes. Where do you think you are? In a fowl house or somewhere?
Yes.
You hold your tongue. You've got no idea where you are.
Yes.
Now then, Stanford, what do you want to know?
I mean that business up in the port. Egg. Ego.
Ego? Oh, the ego. Oh, ego, may, he, me, he, may. That's the conjugation, the declension of the personal pronoun I. And it's not Chinese, Green Bottle, it's Latin.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I'd rather do history.
Now, would you? Well, you're not going to. You're going to do Latin. If the truth were known, you'd probably rather do nothing.
Yes.
Thought as much. Yes. Anything at all to avoid work. Well, just for that, you can stay in after the Latin lesson and do some history, seeing that you're so keen about it.
Yes.
Which reminds me, I gave you and Bottomley an essay to do as an imposition several lessons ago. It was before the concert. Where is it? Have you done it?
Yes.
Oh, and what about you, Bottomley? Have you done it?
Me, sir?
Yes.
Oh, no, Green Bottle did it, sir.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, weren't we supposed to do it between us, sir?
Do it between you? Do you seriously suggest that you thought I meant that you should do it between you?
Well, that's what I thought.
Oh, did you? Well, you'll do one all by yourself and give it to me first thing next lesson.
Yes, sir.
Well, Greenbottle, where is it? Well, where's yours?
Here it is.
Well, bring it out here.
It was in the bottom of my school bag.
Yes, it looks like it. I wouldn't have been surprised if you'd told me it had been in the toe of your boot. Look at it, look at it. I can't read this. Here, you read it.
Yes,
you ever seen such a scrawl? What's it about, Greenbottle?
Yes, sir. It's the life of King John.
The life of King John?
Yes.
I'll bet this'll be good.
Yes.
Well, go on, read it.
Yes, sir. The life of King John.
Yes, well, you've said that.
John was killed in mortal combat with Robin Hood.
Just a minute. With what? Who? Who told you that? Now, wait a minute. Is that all you've got?
No.
Is that the start?
Yes, it's the start of my essay, but it was the finish of John.
Yes. Well, why start the essay with his death? What a marvellous start.
Yes, well, that was the first thing I thought of.
I'm amazed that you thought of anything.
Yes.
Well, go on. What else have you got there?
Yes, before John became king, he was just an ordinary brother of Richard the Lionheart, who was a friend of Robin Hood. Yes. King John was born at a very early age, and he later on signed the Magna Carta.
Oh, did he?
Yes, Robin Hood made him do this.
Robin Hood did nothing of the kind.
Yes.
What are you talking about? Finish it. What have you got there?
Yes, sir. Robin Hood had a lot of merry men, and they were called Knights of the Round Table, which was owned by King John.
What are you talking about? What was owned by King John?
The Round Table.
Rubbish. Listen, you boys keep quiet. Listen, Greenbottle, this is utter nonsense. Is there any more of it?
Yes, one line.
Well, go on. Perhaps there's still a chance that you've got something right.
Yes.
Well, what is it?
King John was no relation to John the Baptist.
Look, clear out of here, or how can I be expected to listen to trash like that? Greenbottle, you stay in afterwards, and the others, you can go. Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.